Well, I would say it sparked a lot of outrage. Outrage not only because it kind of exacerbated the anxiety that people have, but because it was also outright unconstitutional. The president does not have such powers to nullify elections. So it was met with a lot of outrage, I must say.
How are people reacting to the conduct of the Electoral Commission so far in administering this election, especially following some of the challenges they faced? I hear some groups have said they've managed well despite the difficulties. How are Malawians reacting to the performance so far of the Electoral Commission?
Well, that would be a bit of a mixed bag, but I think it would be fair to say a lot of people are disappointed by the way the elections have been conducted. And the disappointment arises from the fact that this is the fifth time Malawi is holding democratic elections, and one would have thought that we have established an institutional capacity to deliver elections without any major glitches. So what has happened this time around is actually a strange development, given that we have a lot of experience in holding elections. And partly because of that, the results themselves have also sparked a lot of suspicion in terms of their credibility, because some quarters begin to believe that the challenges we have experienced have been as a result of a deliberate action or series of actions aimed at rigging the elections. So I think a lot of people have a lot of misgivings about the way the whole process has been conducted.
The Malawi Electoral Commission is supposed to begin a recounting of the votes starting Monday. Some political parties have expressed outrage. Is there any anticipation or concern about legal dispute about the credibility or the outcome of especially the presidential vote?
Certainly there will be some legal challenges with the entire process. And I think that would stem from a number of angles. The first one is that obviously the decision to go back to a recount does not favor everybody. So obviously those who think that they have won the election would generally have the right to challenge the entire process. And then the other source would be the fact that there is no direct provision in the electoral laws that would permit the Electoral Commission to go back to a recount without a court order. So one would have expected that before going back to a recount, there should have been a court order directing that there be a recount. However, in principle, and here I'm just expressing my personal view, is that in principle, what the electoral body has done is probably right, because elections are about giving effect to the political rights that people would have expressed through the ballot. Now, if it becomes apparent to the electoral management body that it cannot deliver the right effect, then I believe that it should be allowed to go back to the drawing board and rectify whatever problems there are, so that then the result reflects the plain wishes of the people of Malawi.